It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It is time to reveal who has the biggest brain on The Burt Show. One problem, Burt is out today, so we're just going to have to get his test results tomorrow. But we'll find out through the three of us who's got the bigger brain, and then we will compare his scores to tomorrow. All right, so because it is graduation season, and we did a game where we had to, you all had to figure out who was the high school dropout between celebrities. I found, with the help of Jackson, a GED practice test, okay? And the GED graduates just had their graduation last week. And we were supposed to take these practice tests. So it was 10 questions for social studies, 10 for language, 10 for science, 10 for math. And then we'll combine our score and then see who here on The Burt Show has the biggest brain. Abby, you go first with your score results.
So I was actually shocked at how difficult this was because I not to brag, but I was a pretty good student. I mean, I did go to the University of Florida, but I kind of realized that the way I survived high school is by memorizing things and not actually being intelligent. So I did not do well. I got a 10% on the math practice set test one, even with help with my friend who went to dental school.
What, you got a 10%?
Yeah, I got one
out
of 10.
You got one right.
On the math?
On the math.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make that face.
Kristen didn't even let that calculate. She didn't even let that calculate.
Like,
wait.
What, you think I'm lying about my 10%? And then I got a zero on the science test, which is not surprising because I got a really good score on my ACT. But the problem is the ACT is the one standardized test that includes science. So I would have gotten like a 32 or whatever on my ACT, but I did so bad on the science part. I got a 25. So that wasn't shocking. I did do somewhat well on the language practice test. I got a 30% and then a 20% on the social studies practice test.
Are we taking the same test?
The one with the 10 questions per each? Yeah.
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 All right. So total out of 40, how many did you get?
So that would be 10, 0, 5, and then, so I guess 60% out of all of them, if you're going to add it all up. But I didn't do the median.
No. I'm not asking you to. I'm just saying, like, you had 40 questions. So yes. How many out of the 40 did you get right?
One, zero.
Look, she already failed the math portion. Yeah, why are you asking her to do more live on air?
I got 10% on the math.
6 out of 40.
6 out of 40.
Yeah, to be fair, I did take this test hungover, so I feel like I should get a handicap.
All right, 6 out of 40 for Abby. Mo, how did you fare on the GED test?
Well,
practice test. Now, this isn't the actual GED, by the way. This was a practice test, a free, I should mention, practice test that we took.
I was a bit afraid to reveal my results. Abby has given me a little more confidence.
I'm glad I could just bolster you up.
Did you actually read the questions or did you just scroll down to the answers and just randomly pick them?
It's really hard to understand what the square root of 4 is when you've got a pounding headache from all the wine you drank the day before.
Wait, are you being serious? The square root of 4 is difficult?
Bless. It's less. It's 2, right?
But to be fair, you can blame this on the hangover. To be fair, I gave this homework assignment on Thursday. So you had Thursday, you had Friday, you had Saturday, you had Sunday. And you could have even used a little bit of time this morning to take care of the test.
I was busy catching up on Real Housewives of Mormon Wives.
Okay. Oh, that was the... Okay, all right.
All right, busy gal.
Mo, can you beat 6 out of 40?
I think I can.
Okay.
In full transparency, I took all of these this morning because I've forgotten, had a really busy weekend. But for most of them, I actually gave my best. Math, I've always struggled with math. I've never been confident with math. So I took like the first 5 questions seriously. I felt like I was doing so bad, I just guessed the next 5.
Mm.
I still got a 6 out of 10. I don't know. I'm sorry, Abby. I don't know how you did that.
Hey, you said you tried for the first 5 questions.
I did try for the
first
5.
So you just gave up on the other 5.
Yeah, I was like, I'm getting these wrong anyway. It doesn't matter. And then when I got a 6 out of 10, I was pleasantly surprised. The rest of them I took genuinely and all the way through. The science, I got a 7 out of 10. The language I did the best by far, I got a 9 out of 10. And then the socials, I got an 8 out of 10.
All right, so your grand total out of 40?
That would be 8, 16, 17, 24, 30.
30 out of 40. All right, so I actually buckled down because I'm such a competitive person. And I even realized this at the Diggin' Zone, the construction theme park with my kid over the past weekend. We went to Tennessee to this construction vehicle truck theme park, and they have these excavator games where you have to sit there and you sit, and it's a real excavator, and you are trying to maneuver, and you're trying to like pick up stuff, and you're competing with other people to see who can do it the fastest. We won every single time. Hey. But then for a second, I was like, I am way too competitive about picking up these crocodiles out of this water with this excavator arm. Like, I might need to talk to somebody.
I was about to say, there's no trophy for this.
There was none. There was zero. Even though I did have a massive sense of pride when I left. All right. So I went order of my favorite subjects to my least favorite. So I went in the order of social studies, language, science, and math. So for social studies, I ended up getting 9 out of 10 correct. For language, I got 10 out of 10, which makes sense what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. For science, I got 7 out of 10. And for math, I got 8 out of 10 for a total of 34 out of 40.
That's very good.
Thank
you. Big brain.
Yeah.
So now we're just going to have to wait and see what size brain Bert has. My guess is he didn't do it either.
which would make Abby not in last place.
Yeah, right? Last place, bro.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.